It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you so much, Craig. All right, let's do some blue ribbon observations. Hopefully, we'll cheer people up this morning, as it is kind of a defeating day. Beautiful night last night, and the roof was closed at the stadium. Once again, an option that Jerry got upcharged for on the stadium when he was checking off the option list.
If you don't open up the doors and the roof last night, when are you going to do it?
Right.
It was perfect.
And we've had it explained before that you have to make that decision by that morning at 6 a.m. or okay. The world will explode.
7-day forecast.
You can't just hit a button. Well, I don't understand why it... What is the deal with opening the roof?
I don't know.
Isn't it a button that you hit? And it takes 15, 20 minutes to get the thing open, but it should... Yeah.
They just need to take some a hammer and nails and just go ahead and nail it shut.
Yes. Just caulk it up, get a nice tight seal on it, and just caulk it shut.
Do we really think it's just one button like a sunroof, or do you think there's a series of things you have to do like the nuclear codes?
I think it's got to be one button.
You can't tell them open, close.
Year of our Lord 2056 now, and we haven't figured out how to make one button to open and close a sunroof.
The ceiling is the roof.
I'd like to see that button. Where is it?
It's got to be a huge button, right? Because it's a huge sunroof.
Yeah. And is it in Jerry's office? Is it in the press box? Where is it?
Who's in charge of game presentation? Is that Charlotte's domain?
Yeah, that falls under her, and then someone, has to do all the work.
Right, but she makes the call on whether the roof is open?
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm assuming Jerry does. He makes the call on everything.
Yeah.
If he makes a call on the curtains, right, which we've been led to believe that he's the one.
Will Clay.
I don't know if it's Will Clay. But anyway, the roof was closed, and that was a little defeating. In pregame, I noticed when they quoted Brissett as saying the goal was to score as many points as possible. Thought that's kind of an interesting goal for a team to have.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Do some teams have the goal of let's score as few points as possible?
Last night the Cowboys did.
Yeah, that was their goal last night.
You think that was their goal or that's what happened to them last night? I don't understand that. What does that mean?
Right. It's just empty football talk.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of empty football talk, why does Dak have to talk 500 miles an hour in pregame interviews?
Boy, I thought his pregame interview was as NASCAR as he's ever been.
It was so fast. He was machine gunning words out there. It was like a verbal St. Valentine's Day massacre going on. Just a Tommy gun strafing the reporter with words. And I don't understand why in pregame he's sweating so much. He sweats more during pregame than he does during the game. What is it about pregame that's so much more strenuous?
Yeah, warmed up and ready to go.
Than playing football in the NFL in an actual game.
Yeah, he looked pretty sweaty during the game, too.
When he did his pregame interview with Lisa Salter, he was soaked.
Yeah. That's the way someone should look after a huge game, not before. I've said it before, and I'll say it again until I leave this earth. The red, white, and blue stripe is so great on the Cowboys helmet, and it should be permanent for forever and ever. Amen.
Negative.
I'm right on it. One game a year.
You're half right. No. It's great, but it should not be permanent.
No, it should be permanent.
No, red's not one of their
colors.
They
are America's team.
Not anymore.
Yes, they are.
It's a bunch of BS from the past. And
is America, but we still respect it.
No disrespect.
And is it traditional for Jerry to be standing out there in the anthem with his...
I thought that was weird. I thought he was going to sing for a second.
I know. It's just so weird looking. George W. Bush and Laura were there, and then there's Jerry standing around where the guy's faking the trumpet playing.
Buddy. You bet.
And I don't think he was lip syncing the trumpet so well.
I don't know. Are you sure he wasn't
pre-recorded or whatever?
Yeah.
For technical reasons. But yeah, and do we ever get the answer on what happened to Jerry's arm or hand?
He's old, man. That's how you do it when you're older.
No, I mean, there's like something is wrong with his actual right arm. It's drawn, as they say.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think he's old.
No, it's not. It's something else. I remember when I shook his hand a couple years ago. You know, he clearly had, I don't know, we never had a report of him having a stroke or anything. I don't know what that would be.
Do you think it's going to get to the point like Bob Dole and they're just going to stick a lollipop in there or a pinwheel?
Okay, Bob Dole, correction here, was a war injury and he held a pin. Not a pinwheel.
Well, you're the one who would say
a lollipop.
Hey, why don't they just put a pinwheel in there?
I thought that would be festive for some of the children.
Oh, okay, you didn't think it was a joke or anything
For all the kids at a presidential debate.
Yes, you know, or maybe stuff a dozen pixie sticks in there, and kids get to pick one out when Bob Dole walks by.
May he rest in peace.
Yes.
So what is Jerry doing with his arm? He's keeping it close to the body, or
it's just he can't fully extend it, and he can't shake very effectively.
Okay.
And you can see it when he's got his hand over his heart. Yeah, it's kind of crooked.
Like you used to do in family photos, the crook?
The crook.
Yeah, I did used to do that. My mom hated that because we were for a period of time, for 10 years, every one of the Keith kids, we would all three do it. We would draw our hands, look like we had some kind of condition. And my mom never got a decent family photo.
And you called it the crook.
We called it the crook, yeah.
You'd
always get so mad before it. Now, I'm paying for us to go in and have professional photos, and y'all better not do the crook. The crook.
And back then, you had to send your film away. It took weeks. You finally get it back, and she sees that she got the crook.
And she's plowing through the triple prints that she's ordered, and they're all crooked up.
That's a great bit that you kids have.
So sorry.
Why do kids do that? My kids had the thumbs up.
They were doing thumbs up in every photo.
She always battled.
Thumbs up.
Because we're put on this earth to troll others.
No.
Isn't that what life is all about? All right. Brissette, I think, has old man face when wearing his helmet.
Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm. He looks so... It looks like your uncle out there playing. I don't know what it is about it, but he does have old man face. I think Arizona has very college-looking uniforms to me.
I've always said that.
They're not good.
No, they're terrible.
And I also think that I think I've had this observation before. Not sure, but the job I'd least like to have in the NFL is offensive lineman.
Yeah,
I think
I
it's
agree.
Always just kind of a panic. And
you got to watch everything.
You got to watch everything. And then when you get beat, then you got to hold someone when you get beat because you don't want your quarterback to die. But then the whole stadium's going to hate on you because what if that quarterback completes a pass and it's awesome? But of course you were holding because it feels like a real can't win job.
Plus you're in danger of getting rolled up on every play.
Every play. It's just a big mess up there.
I don't see how they don't blow out knees and ankles every play.
Yeah. And it's not being rolled up on by anyone else. It's being rolled up on by other linemen who are just
huge
350-pound monstrosities.
Right.
Mm. The Cardinals center, speaking of offensive line, Yelde Froholt.
Sure.
From Denmark. Has that weird spelling of his name. His first name is spelled Hjalte. Yelde.
The rare Danish NFL player.
Yeah, I could only find five, including him. So four others.
I bet at least two were kickers.
There is Hans Nielsen, Wagner Jorgensen.
Morten Andersen was Danish, wasn't he a kicker?
Bud Jorgensen and Morten Andersen, of course, is the most famous Danish NFL football player.
Okay, so just one kicker there, right? Unless
other ones were kickers, which...
I hadn't heard of the others.
Who knows? I don't know if they test positive for kickers if you were to do a blood test on them. But yeah, Morten Andersen was the only one I had really heard of.
Man, he was so great. And yet, he couldn't hold a candle to Brandon Aubrey.
No.
Aubrey missed his one attempt last night from long range.
Yes, I want to talk about that. So we've been building this up.
I know.
Oh, he's definitely got it. If you just give him a chance, you know, we're real frustrated. They're not letting him do it.
That's on us.
Sure.
For saying that, building him up to the point where, yeah, you know he's going to make it. No, it's a 70-yarder.
It's not just us. It's every announcer who's ever done a game of the Cowboys.
They're guilty of it, too. Yep.
They story make,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we want to see it.
I'm guilty.
We want to see it. And he had the distance. And the thing that threw him off, I think, was that they were in a panic getting the field goal team on, and they barely got it snapped in time, and it wasn't a very good snap.
I thought he was unflappable.
Look, man, this team has so many problems. Let's not act like Brandon Aubrey is a problem.
It was. I'm actually glad that, I mean, Cam Little took the pressure off of this by getting the record two days ago. So, I mean, all Aubrey was doing was going for the tie. So this made it hurt a lot less that he missed this.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
He'll get another chance or two.
Right.
All right, by the way, we got some info from our good P1 Chris. He looked it up. There is no single button for the roof of AT&T Stadium. It is operated by a custom rack and pinion drive system.
What? Yeah, but how do you activate that?
Yeah, that's just how it closes.
It said it is not manually operated by a simple button. The retractable roof has a complex system that allows it to... And then he didn't include any more. He cut off the screenshot.
Okay. Yeah. What? I don't know that really answers the question. We'll have to do more digging on that. But there are a few observations, and I have many more throughout this morning. So just watch out.
Okay, we'll be watching out.